Christopher Springlin, and you're listening to Body Language. Do you take notes on your life, especially about health issues, in a journal, a notebook, perhaps an online blog? Well, that's really important, so you can understand later and convey to a physician, perhaps, about how a simple mole changed color, shape, texture, sensitivity. And who knows, that simple mole, which could become skin cancer, could change your life, and maybe you'll even write a book about it, just as Leslie Moore did. Her autobiography, The Best Is Yet to Come, is an inspirational story about her post-war journey of multiple cancers, Agent Orange, falling in love, and how she has to maintain really a cheerful, positive attitude despite challenging medical conditions. Leslie, it's nice to have you on Body Language today.
Well, thank you very, very much for having me, Christopher. I appreciate it.
Tell me, why did you write your autobiography, The Best Is Yet to Come?
Well, next week, my husband of almost 30 years will be having a total hip replacement and resurfacing. And he's not a super jock, so it wasn't anything expected. And I am still waging a battle with leukemia and lymphoma, two rare forms of leukemia and lymphoma. And I don't have the same, length of a day, of hours, strength, energy. And so it's going to be a little bit more challenging for me to take care of my husband, as he has done so wonderfully and beautifully for me for the 23 years. So it's now, as they say, for better or worse. And now I'm very, very grateful to have the opportunity to return this wonderful gift of love and sharing to him.
And in sickness and in health, you say a major illness or chronic sickness is like a wake-up call with a pail of ice-cold water in your face. That's a great metaphor. For many marriages, this is one of the most difficult, demanding, and big tests of the marriage. I'm sure that occurs to many people as they go down the road of life together when one partner becomes debilitated or incapacitated, as the case may be. That's an enormous challenge, isn't it?
It is. It is, because fortunately for me, I inherited a wicked black sense of humor and a dry sense of humor, and my husband thinks everything I say is funny, even when I'm bossy, and I'm trying not to be bossy on his health care because, there's nobody wants anybody to be pushing him around. But, you have to sort of build some structure in with what's, proper and what will be needed for healing. But yeah, it's a major challenge, and it's a major challenge for me because I have to take care of myself every day just to be able to focus on the nutrition and the fatigue and blood levels and all of that for me. And so now I will have to put that aside a bit and take care of his needs.
How have you brought forward the lessons that you have learned as a patient to help your husband, Arnie?
Well, the number one thing a nurse told me the very, very first day I woke up in intensive care 23 years ago, which I will never forget, is, her name is Nurse Irene, and she said, "Leslie, never chase the pain. When you begin to have pain, don't wait. If a pain was supposed to be a painkiller in 4 hours and it's now 3 hours and 20 minutes, don't wait for that 20 minutes to push the button and ask for the nurse to come in. Always stay ahead of your pain, because pain is a living organism within you, and it drives you." And so I'm going to tell him to, don't be brave. Don't, try to man up. If you're having difficulty, let's get you in the right position. Let's, take care of the pain right away.
Who trained you to be a patient?
I did.
That's a very interesting comment. We know how doctors are trained. I've gone to medical school. I know all about how doctors are trained. But who trains people to be patients? It's OJT, or someone once said, on-the-job terror.
That is exactly right. It's on-the-job terror. And you learn certain things, and you learn when you've had abdominal surgery, and how to cough, and you learn certain, moments that you would almost rather die than go through that pain, but the next time you don't do it that way. You do something else.
This must have been a struggle, as it is for many people who have memorable health events, and that's why I suggested early on why it's so important to keep a journal, a notebook, and an online blog, so you can really understand not only what's going on, but explain it to yourself. And there's no better way of doing that than writing it out.
Yeah, I think that's true. I've just started recently writing, and I have found that it's
therapeutic.
It is very therapeutic, and I find that it's sometimes, like, I had no intention of writing this book, and when I sat down, I would sit at the keyboard, and the words would come flying out of my fingers, almost like firecrackers.
Yeah, the saying is the book writes itself,
yeah,
and that's true.
And it did, and I would sit and I would laugh sometimes at some of the things I'd written, or I would cry, and it just was, you know, therapeutic, and it was it was great fun, actually, for me. It was great fun for me to write it and then to read it, and painful as well to relive it, but all positive.
So what's your best advice to people who are learning to be patients? How do they explore the world of the patient on a pre-need basis?
And, yeah, you know, I think the best thing that you can do is be patient with yourself and with the healing process. The body knows itself. You know your body better than anyone else, and it's a momentary time, and you move forward, you move back, you move forward, and then you move a couple steps further forward. And
you know, the name of our show is Body Language, and which is actually a takeoff on nonverbal, visually oriented communication, and most of that, most body language is unconscious. My contention is that as the resident of a human body for this short period of time, that the body speaks a language all of its own. It doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't speak English or French or any other language that we know. It has a very, very special way of communicating and signaling us as to what's going on. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely 100% agree with that. I can tell when there's something going on. I have a little lymphoma that's shooting up on my neck, and I had it about a week, and I went to my dermatologist, and I said, I need to have you take out your jeweler's loop because this doesn't feel right to me.
Oh, good for you.
And he looked, and he said, yep, it looks like these particular cells that I have.
Okay, here's the question. What if your doctor said, oh, come on, Leslie, it's probably nothing. What would you do?
I'd say, well, I don't think that that's true because this does not feel, this feels exactly like the one you had taken off. This doctor, fortunately for me, was the one that had told me that the leukemia had progressed to lymphoma. Right. And when he told me it was on the outside of my body, I thought he was crazy. I thought, what are you talking about? Lymphoma is not outside. It's not a skin thing. So when it popped up again, he said, excellent job. Excellent job.
What, yeah. Diagnosing?
He said, it's absolutely excellent. He said, you are absolutely right. And I couldn't even see where it was. It was just a feel behind my ear. And he said, yep, you are so attuned to your body. And he said, you did a beautiful job, and you just need to keep that up. And we know if we tune in, it's like listening to oldies or listening to whatever kind of music you like. You know the rhythms, the music, the language, you know the lyric. And we know our bodies. We just have to take the time to focus in on it. And so many people are multitasking, running to the next place, and it's, We know ourselves really, really well.
And the words of wisdom I will leave you and everyone with, when in doubt, bar the door and get a biopsy. And don't get out of there and take it until they take out a few cells and send them off to pathology. And then you can go home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't matter how loud and strong you shout, make sure they do that. Absolutely.
It's been a joy having you on Body Language. The book, once again, is The Best Is Yet to Come. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us on Body Language on Radio MD.